The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a bad take, man, I'm telling you.
No, it's not.
Most people would see this more of a as a positive than a negative.
Oh, God.
Look, man, the longer you've been around, the more experience you have in this realm.
To a point.
In this town especially. I am willing to bet the best meals people have ever had have come from these people.
Mm.
And there isn't really a reason why this wouldn't be good, Tommy, unless you are being discriminatory.
Oh, I am. Yes, I am. You're absolutely right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. I can't believe you, of all people, have this take.
Okay.
Because something is bothering you.
Yeah. So I'm talking to my brother, and they were going to they had just come back from a party he was telling me about on Saturday night. And he goes, this couple, they throw this party every year. He's turning 100.
Okay.
And the wife is in her late 90s. And they're still completely live on their own, drive, do everything I do.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And they cook from scratch. And he goes, man, we had just a great time. And it just really cool.
That's awesome. Good for them, man.
I'm like, there ain't no way in effing hell am I letting some pre-corpse touch my goddamn food with their bony ass full of medication oozing out their pores, fingers, working my dish.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Man, you're 100. You know they got something wrong. Something on them got into that food.
What do you mean something? They don't have leprosy, for God's sake.
They have something worse than leprosy. They're at death's door, literally. They're going to die any minute. That's like letting a pre-corpse touch your food.
What falls off of old people?
Everything,
name
man.
Name one thing.
Nails, spit,
nails?
Hair, their wiry, hairy arms.
It can happen
and
to anybody,
faces.
Hair.
No, but they drool. They're full of pharmaceuticals. I'm full of pharmaceuticals. So are they.
Okay, you cook.
And yeah, you brag all the time
wouldn't touch
about
it.
Your Blackstone skills.
Dude, get me out. I'm a mixtape. Hey, swordfish.
No, old people are gross, man.
Oh, my God.
No, ancient. I'm not old, but like super old. Like a 100-year-old person. Come on.
I mean, I guess, though, if they're still driving and doing all that stuff, I would trust somebody who can still drive to cook for me. I think that may be where the line is.
Gray Panthers, bud.
Yeah, this is too far.
Oh.
This is beyond gray.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I don't get why this freaks you out so much. Because forever, in this great nation of ours, it was the matriarch, the oldest surviving woman of the family, that made all the most important meals.
Right, but they don't...
Women, from your mother's generation, they were in charge of preparing the food, and most of them did not give up that responsibility until they physically could not do it anymore.
And most people died in their 50s. What does that tell you?
No, that's not true,
These
man.
People don't wipe themselves properly.
Oh, my God.
They're diapered.
I see it the
shaky.
That's good. That means the paprika is going to be spread pretty good throughout that sauce. I see it the opposite that you do.
Oh, what do you see?
If I walk into a home, a restaurant, wherever, and I see someone very, very, very old making my meal, I assume that is going to be the best meal I've had in a long time. I am stunned. As an Italian, you have this take. Spit on your mother's grave, why don't you? Kimmy.
Yeah.
Old cooking for you, is that a benefit or is it a negative?
So there are certain foods that I am happy to accept from an older person. Baked goods. And that's only because you know right away if they screwed it up.
No, if you forgot
an ingredient or something, that's going to show in that cookie or that bread. You know what I mean? Like you have to do it perfectly for it to taste okay and look okay. So I'm willing to accept baked goods.
What about their Robitussin ravioli?
It's called Robitolioli.
My fear, though, with somebody like preparing a dinner or a meal, it's not so much like the gross stuff like Tommy's talking about. It's like, did you forget something in this?
Yeah, the 1960s.
Or add too much of something by accident.
So you're an ageist too.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, you talk about Italians. Like, my Italian grandmother, she was happy to give it up.
Okay.
Like, she was like, all right, you guys do it now. Like,
I
know she's not the most, like, traditional woman, but she was like, I don't know. If I asked her when the last time she used her oven was, like, I'm sure she probably couldn't tell me.
That is unbelievable.
But you got it. There's a time to tap out.
No, if you still have it, keep going. What's the problem, man?
But you keep going. Don't give it to me.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With Tommy's awful take that there is an age where he does not want to eat your food anymore if you're preparing it. I'll ask you this, and I ask everyone listening, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the age in your head? The oldest person you'd feel comfortable cooking for you, Tommy Mueller.
68.
That, what?
68?
68.
You're not that far from that.
Yeah.
So you're giving yourself 3 more years with your beloved Blackstone.
Well, I'll eat my own food, but I ain't cooking for anybody. I ain't throwing a party.
So if we come over, you're not going to cook for us?
No. You got a couple years. That's it.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not.
68?
I'm going to forget things. I'm going to screw something up.
Okay.
You know? What if I... if I forget to clean my hair.
That is a...
what, that?
Bro, I was waiting to hear like 80. It's laughable that you have... first of all, that you have a number period in your head.
Shitty,
but that number
80?
Is 68. Kimmy, what is the age, the maximum number you feel comfortable someone cooking for you?
I don't know. Sometime in maybe your 80s.
So after 83, you're done taking a meal from
somebody. Give them 85.
85?
Yeah. I mean, my grandparents were still with it past 85.
Let me ask you a question.
Again, like, I think you know what it is? Like, if you could still operate a vehicle, I think I trust you to make a meal.
Fair enough. So, like, it's funny you're even saying this because you ain't got the balls to even follow through on what you're saying. Because most of the time, the oldest person who will be cooking for you is a member of your family. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but they're all dead. Are you my age?
I'm saying it's not. Your mother could still be alive. Your mother could still be cooking. You could have a sister older. Yeah. Your brothers are much older than you.
Yeah.
If their wives are cooking for you and they're in their 80s.
I'm passing.
You're not going to Thanksgiving.
Let's go out.
My ass.
That's what it's going to taste like. Mama's old ass.
If they invite you over for dinner.
Mama ass.
They invite you over and they put a plate of food in front of you. You're going to say no?
I'm going to pick around
you. You lie. You're going to eat that food because you're a bitch. Like, you sit here and you say you have a take. Man. You ain't got the balls to follow up your own take, you bitch ass bitch.
Crotch or something. They're always itching, too. Every old person I know is constantly, like, digging on their body.
What?
Oh, yeah, eat this.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy says that he will not want to eat food from anyone over the age of 68 that prepares it.
Swallow some death pube.
Let's talk. One of my favorite metal bands. Well, death pube, thank you. Linda's on CMF. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Well... my first take is, if they live to be 100 and in their late 90s, they're probably not on a whole lot of pharmaceuticals, because pharmaceuticals will kill you young. So they're probably more naturalist and just pretty healthy. As far as digging themselves and having diapers and all this stuff, have you witnessed that, Tommy? You know, do you know for a fact they're wearing diapers and they're digging on themselves? I'm totally fine with somebody who's functioning.
I like to laugh. I like comedy.
Linda, how old are you?
65.
Oh, because you got 3 more years where Tommy's going to take some pasta or some bacon.
I'd like to rush things along with Linda.
Bye, Linda. Thanks for the call. God.
Have you seen these diapers on them? How do you know they're unpharmaceutical?
Prove it.
You know, the other weird take, and I think this is why he has the take that he has given.
Yeah. You think this is funny?
The older set is more likely to cook the way we grew up with, using ingredients that folks don't use anymore.
The natural stuff from the old country.
Oh, no, I mean like lard.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes, though, it's delicious.
Yes.
Salty lard.
It's not the most healthy.
Look, I mean, yeah, don't eat like that all the time. But if you get all of the bad stuff they didn't take out of the meat, they're going to cook with like straight up lard. It will kill you if you eat it every day. But that one meal, oh, my God, it tastes like things you haven't tasted.
Can't replicate it.
In forever. And you can replicate it, but only by going to that old person's house and getting that meal. Can I share a story with you?
I love a good food yarn.
We'll get to that story in a second.
Do you know these people personally?
Oh, yes, maybe
I do. Did you see them?
Maybe I do,
Did you see the lard?
So before we get there, Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, my grandfather is 87. I can't wait to have that smoked brisket and ribs on July 4th, and when he's gone, I'll miss it for sure.
I ain't touching nothing some 87-year-old man's been around.
Why?
Them hands has been through everything.
Yeah, you're right. He could probably like move the meat on the smoker without needing gloves.
That's what I'm saying.
Feels
man.
Nothing anymore.
Numb diabetic fingers.
So my great grandmother on my mother's side lived to 102.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And until her late 90s, she insisted on making these massive meals every time family came out to visit her. They lived in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
So I had these meals as a kid growing up. They were amazing. I had these meals as a grown-ass person, and they were amazing. Because she was still cooking when I brought my wife to meet her right after we got married. And it was delicious. I know that never again for the rest of my life will I get a meal like that ever.
Yeah, it's gone.
And it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like, the best meals I have had in my life came made from scratch from an 80, 90-year-old woman.
But.
But what?
You were raised in squalor.
You don't trust his taste buds?
Your mother couldn't cook. You told me your mother couldn't cook.
I know what food tastes like.
No, but that was probably the only warm food you had that year.
Shut up, bro. I'm telling you, man. It was like old school depression era, like, you know.
Nobody had food during the depression. What's she making? Lard and potatoes?
Lard and potatoes. If you haven't had lard and potatoes, don't say bad things about lard and potatoes. No, we're talking like old school pork chops. She used to make these like potato dumplings. They were so unbelievably good. She would make this lasagna.
Wow.
Oh, God. My mouth is watering right now. But I'm saying, like, I hated going out to Dunkirk because Dunkirk sucks. And they lived in this like tiny like postage stamp post-war house. My great-grandfather, who also lived to 100, dug the basement himself. Like, he's that guy.
Yeah.
Right? But like, I knew I was going to get this meal out of it, which made everything that sucked all the way around it and all my weird Dunkirk relatives that I have to hang out with, worth it.
Okay.
Shut up.
That's a great story. Tearing up.
Shut up. You know, we keep talking about women. Yeah. Let's not discount gentlemen, too. Like, how many 90-year-old guys, Italian guys, still make their own sauce from scratch?
I ain't touching. 90-year-old men are the grossest things I could think of, man. But he probably hasn't washed his hands in 20 years.
But no.
But I wash my hands at a Democratic Party.
You're also describing an older person who is making like signature meals that they made their whole life. Would you try something new that they decided?
Yeah.
Like they broke away from the sauce and now they're going to make
sushi.
I don't know.
No, I'm not
going to. 90-year-old is going to make you some sushi.
Fine. I mean,
at that point, I'm probably out.
We can agree there that I will not eat sushi from a 90-year-old woman.
Not so much sushi, but just something new that they're trying to bake or I don't know. Like, would you trust like their taste buds or something they've never tried before?
All that experience.
No, I mean, well, but that,
like,
okay.
I'm all in on something. Like, you probably, like, that sauce you probably made every Sunday for the last, like, 70 years of your life. Like, I'm sure that just comes naturally. It's when you're trying to, you're varying from the regular lineup.
Okay, no, I agree with you. That would make me nervous. But what woman, man, in their 70s, 80s, 90s are going off the beaten path? They're usually just cooking the same stuff over and over again. Mm. They have, like, a 5-meal rotation.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, Salisbury steak, lasagna, some kind of dumpling, some kind of soup. Here's a pork chop. Shut up and eat. Kristen writes us on Instagram.
Oh,
Duffy,
Kristen.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. If I went to an Italian restaurant and saw grandma's in the kitchen, I'd be there every week.
Well, why don't you?
Well, I'll go. Let's go. Let's all go and get grandma kitchen.
There are places that have that.
Name one. After you just crapped all over, I won't eat old people's stuff.
Well, I can't say it. I don't want to hurt the joint.
Yeah, you were dumb enough to almost say it if I didn't tell you not to say it, stupid. So you don't go to that restaurant you were going to say.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. God, I don't like the area. I like the people outside.
Well, way to not narrow it down. Shut up. By the way, chances are also pretty good. 252 WCMF, as Tommy says, he will not eat a meal prepared by anyone over the age of 68 years old.
Yes.
Chances are pretty good. If you come from a cooking family, the recipes your family is still using were either invented or perfected by the people that you don't want cooking you meals anymore.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
Yes.
Bro, you're not going to catch a case of old. And to assume younger people are being safer with food is also straight up stupid. You really think your 30, 40, 50-year-old relatives was washing their hands before you got there?
I don't even like thinking about it.
Okay, but that's naive and stupid. That is a naive and stupid
kinda
thing.
Kind of how I do things.
Okay. The old papery hands of old people, germs don't even stick to them anymore anyway.
How do you know that?
It's science, man. They did a study.
Everything sticks to those people.
Shut up.
What if you...
flies would it, opinions.
Would it bother you more, that 95-year-old person cooking you a meal, or would it bother you more if you went to somebody's house with young kids and that mother said, "Oh, little Timmy helped me make these meatballs," and little Timmy's about 6?
Great question.
Oh, I'm out with the kids.
No, you got to pick one.
Yeah.
You can pick the kid or you can pick the 97-year-old.
You know
which
that
one
kid
you
was putting boogers in those meatballs.
Oh, you talking about booger balls? 6-year-old or 97-year-old?
That's a tough one, man.
He's like wiping his nose while he's looking at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'd have to go 90 then. Because kids are out completely. Like, I don't even like kids like help decorate and stuff.
Decorate, like cookies? Like a cake?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
cookies,
you've
all that
probably
stuff.
Eaten so many Christmas cookies decorated by like a 5-year-old.
Well, no, my wife even says, I can't wait for the kids to get old enough to decorate the cookies when I bake them. Yeah, enjoy them. I ain't touching them.
Like you were going to eat the cookies anyway.
No, but I bet like, I don't, kids are just germs.
No, I hear you, Kimmy. He's going to, his 5-year-old grandson is going to decorate the cookie. He's going to go, I don't want it. And the kid's going to,
Grandpa Tommy, look at this.
He's going to walk it up to Grandpa Tommy. He's going to hand it to him and go, what do you think? And you're not going to eat the cookie.
You know what I'm going
to
say?
What's that?
Boy, did you wash your hands?
Philip writes us on Instagram.
Philip.
Duffy.
Hello, Philip.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, my grandma is a farmer's wife, stay-at-home mom, 83, and cooks some of the best meals you'll ever have. Tommy, you are dumber than you look.
Them hands have been in dirt all day, boy. Now enjoy your gritty biscuits.
I don't get it, man.
Eat your grit biscuits.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy is not a fan of electric scooters.
No.
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 Especially in the city of Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous for everyone on the road.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yells. Yeah.
And despite the fact that we haven't really seen any crazy stories of people getting hurt, your tune has not changed. Well, today we have a crazy story of someone getting hurt. Except the story didn't happen in the city.
What did it happen?
And this scooter is not one of the rentals that you get so mad about.
This is a private scooter.
Private scooter. More than that, actually.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story happened just east of us out in the sticks.
Yeah.
Last Saturday night, just before 7 p.m., authorities got a call for a man on a scooter acting recklessly.
Oh.
When they arrived, they found 54, a 54-year-old man, lying in the road.
Oh.
He went down.
He wiped out.
And when you wipe out on a scooter at 54,
it's got to hurt.
You're going to lay there for a little while.
Got to recover.
Yeah. So here's where the story gets good.
Yeah.
According to the police, this man was drunk while operating the scooter.
Having a good time on a Saturday night.
But it wasn't just any scooter, Tommy.
Yeah.
Authorities say this 54-year-old man who was drunk was riding a gas-powered homemade scooter.
He made his own scooter.
Oh, so
this isn't even something that he purchased.
Nope.
He put this together himself.
A 54-year-old man allegedly got drunk after building his own scooter.
A gasoline-powered scooter.
Yep, took it out into the road, wiped out. This guy knows how to party, man.
Oh, he does.
But not all is well.
Yeah.
Turns out, you can't operate a gas-powered scooter, homemade or not, while you've been drinking. He was arrested, charged with felony DWI for the incident. He's got a homemade scooter.
This sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy like opening set.
He made his own scooter and got a felony DWI on it, according to police. Okay.
That's as country as it gets, bro.
First question, and I'm sincere when I ask this. Do people know they can get DWIs on these electric bikes and
apparently
scooters?
Not.
Okay. Because, like, here's the thing. In the defense of these people, slight defense, Kimmy, they do kind of market these electric bikes and scooters downtown as like a way to get home after the bars.
But you're still...
I've never really even seen them marketed, have you?
You know what I mean.
Well, like, yeah, because they're like getting around town on a Saturday night.
But like, it's almost like these are like looked at as an alternative to drunk driving. Like, don't drive home drunk, take the scooter or the e-bike.
Scooter, get close to a car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know, like you said, you're right, Kimmy, it's not outright stated, but it does feel like it's a little bit implied.
Yeah.
Like, they're all over the bar scenes in downtown Rochester. Like, I sincerely wonder how many people listening right now thought they could drunkenly get on one of these e-bikes or e-scooters after drinking and get home and not get in trouble.
Right.
Well, it's weird, though, because, I mean, you can get that same, you can get a DUI on a regular bicycle,
yes,
so why wouldn't you be able to get one on something with a motor.
But I also think there's a whole bunch of people that don't know you can get a DW on a bicycle.
True. We knew a guy that he got run on a bicycle because he had so many and didn't realize it, and then he wiped out.
I've also noticed, and maybe it's just, I'm just maybe more aware of it, but have you seen more and more people, too, with their own electric scooters?
It feels
like they're not the green ones that you see driving around, the teal ones. They're not the rental ones. Like, they're their own personal scooters.
There's a kid that drives one around here early in the morning, and it lights up.
Wow.
But it glows coming down the street.
No,
it's weird.
Seen so many people that have made that purchase just for themselves.
But it feels
it's interesting. Some people must be getting around, maybe thinking that it's an alternative to driving.
I'm dying to see this scooter, man.
Okay, yeah. I kind of too. I was very disappointed in the story.
I wanted to know where the motor is and everything. he souped it up.
Well, yeah, man. You don't build your own gas-powered scooter at 54 years old, get drunk, and not have a souped-up scooter. By the way, is this the first scooter DWI that we've seen in the news?
It's the first one I've
seen.
I can
remember.
Yeah, I don't recall one. Like, here's the thing, too.
Unless they just don't all make the news.
Again, as we talk about this 54-year-old man out east of us in the sticks, police were called for a man driving recklessly on a scooter. And when they got there, they found him splayed out in the street.
Yeah.
Police say he had been drinking, and the scooter he was on was a homemade gas-powered scooter. I mean, I do wonder, too, when it comes to charging someone with a DWI on a scooter or a bicycle or whatever, if police officers use discretion in the moment, maybe they had no choice when they found him splayed in the street.
Well, he's wiped out.
Once you wipe out.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You're 54 years old. You have eaten crap falling off your homemade scooter. The embarrassment of the police coming up upon you having to explain what the hell was going on. What do you even say?
You probably ain't saying anything, man. What can you say?
You gotta say something. You just sit there quietly?
Well, I'm trying to think when I got arrested just in general. You just kind of, don't say too much.
Okay.
Of course, you're also hurt. You're laying on the ground.
Help me.
Yeah, you might be there.
You're like, what? Okay, so our guy here who is the main character in the story facing these allegations, would you want to hang out with this guy?
I want to meet him. I don't know if I want to hang out, but I damn sure want to meet him.
If you meet him, you're hanging out with him.
I know.
Well, we've hung out with these guys.
Yeah, but do you still?
No. But we've hung out with guys that do this.
He's going to want you to try it.
Or at least want you to watch him try it.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to watch him try it.
So there's a joint, I don't know if it's still open, it's called a Cannonball Cafe. It's west of here.
Okay.
It's out in the country a little bit. And it was pretty famous. And they had motorized bar stools.
How is that legal?
Okay.
They ain't. But they used to ride them around the bar and outside. And they brought them on the show one day. We were doing a show all the way up in Charlotte for the Fast Ferry.
Okay.
And they came with them. And we got on and we were grinding up and down that seawall right there. And it was scary as hell.
Yeah.
Because
I was going to say, just physics-wise, that doesn't seem like it would work.
Little top
it doesn't.
Heavy.
Yes.
But you had a seatbelt and you turned it on and there you went. Okay. And
fast did they go?
Not fast, but fast enough. You're on a bar stool, man.
Yeah.
I hadn't been drinking.
How much of a drug do you have to be to buckle yourself into your bar stool?
They were the funniest things to watch, though.
Okay, so when it comes to wanting to hang out with this guy, let's talk this out, right?
Yeah.
You cannot argue that if the allegations here are true, he knows how to party.
Oh, yeah.
And if he made this homemade scooter himself, he knows a thing or two about putting stuff together, which that can be a bit available
for him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'd always be up for a good time. You can call him when your calibrator's on the fritz. The only problem with a buddy like this is I think you start to realize when you hit 30 years old, keeping up with that guy can be hard.
You can. It's work.
Okay.
It's not fun anymore, It's an effort.
Yeah. And there are some people, men and women included, by the way, you ladies aren't getting away with this one. You just never let the party die.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't get after it every night. Maybe you've changed the type of stuff you're drinking or the substances you're using.
But you can still switch right back into that mode.
Yeah. When they get a clear runway, Kimmy, no matter the age, they are getting after it, and they're getting after it hard.
Yeah.
And it's funny, as we talk this out, it sounds like someone you want to avoid. But there are those nights where, if you end up with someone like that, even at 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, that's a hell of a night, man.
Oh, it is. You're going to pay for it, but it'll be fun.
If getting to an age where you wouldn't have that to look forward to anymore does seem a little bit sad. I want to think in the back of my head, I have two or three nights left before I die.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to be hanging out with one of those guys, and I'm going to be walking away from that place going, man.
But those guys always have one homemade luxury.
Okay.
Like they made it themselves. I made my own hot tub.
That's the first thing I was thinking.
And just don't get too close to the propeller.
But you got to get in that homemade hot tub. If they show it to
you. Watch out that propeller.
You have to get
in. She bite.
Because you don't want to look like a bitch in front of that person either.
Like they've always, like, they make things that just look shaky.
All right, so we got folks writing us on Instagram. We started this conversation talking about, you know, this 54-year-old man allegedly getting a DWI on a homemade scooter after he wiped out into the street in the sticks just east of us. We got a bunch of people writing us with DWI. A man, Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. A guy in Medina in the late 90s got a DWI in a Power Wheels. You know what a Power Wheels is?
Oh, like the kids?
I mean, wait, those big wheels?
The little kid electric cars.
Oh, yeah.
That, just getting into it.
No, so they're shockingly roomy.
Really?
I mean, not like comfortable.
Yeah.
But adults can fit in Power Wheels.
No kidding.
And he got a DWI.
So it must have been somebody took his keys or something. Yeah. I'll show you. Who was it? Was it George Jones on the...
Oh, yeah. So the country star George Jones got arrested on a ride mower.
Trying to go to the liquor store.
Yes.
Yeah. His wife took his keys.
This guy was a superstar in country music, and he is going to the... Yeah, he was going to the liquor store.
Is there a dash cam video of that?
No, that's another one where he had a lot of drinking problems, George Jones.
Yeah, well, he's a country artist.
Yeah, you know? But he was country when it was hard-drinking country.
You know what I'm surprised you don't see way more often? Golf cart.
Funny you bring that up. There's a story that we'll be talking about later this week.
Oh, right, look at that.
So put a pin in that and we'll loop back around to
but
it.
But just with the amount of them you see in neighborhoods.
Yeah, and the street legals.
Like, just being on a golf course, you're driving it around, probably drinking a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you don't see more stories of that gone wrong.
Well, let's talk about that, too, because, like, to get a DWI, if I'm not mistaken, you don't have to be on a public road. Operating anything.
Yeah, if you're drunk, yeah.
So how, like... I get that it would kill the golf industry, but like those golf courses know people are drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Starts, right?
Yeah, to Kimmy's point, yeah.
They sell you booze on the course.
Yeah, I mean, there's golf carts full of alcohol following you around.
Can you get a DWI on a golf course?
I guess you could if you did something real. I think you would have to do something so stupid.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying like that's a little bit effed up because you don't have to do something stupid.
No.
I mean, look, DWI period is stupid on the road.
But you never hear about it.
Right? I've never heard that story.
I mean, I've seen people get them stuck in like the wet part of the course and stuff. Like you would think that immediately that golf course alone would be like, I don't want this person here anymore. They're goofing around in the cart.
100%. Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You can get a DWI on a horse in some
states.
Yes,
you can.
Didn't we learn that New York was one of those states?
I thought all states, like if you could do it.
All right, question. So if I'm drunk on the horse, mm-hmm. I get a DWI. If I'm sober, but the horse is drunk, who gets the ticket?
They're going to have to get bigger cuffs.
You know, well, they had asked the horse, are you drinking? You know what he said?
What'd he say?
Nay. Because that's what horses say.
I didn't hear you. You broke up on me. Say it again.
Nay.
I'm sorry. Something must be wrong with my headphones.
You know, going back to, would you want to party with a 54-year-old man who built his own gas-powered scooter and then was arrested after police found him splayed out when he spilled the thing in the street? Even if you can keep up with a buddy like that, the story we have in front of us illustrates the biggest issue when you keep that buddy around.
Yeah.
When it goes bad,
yep.
It goes really
bad. Catastrophic.
Like him showing off his homemade scooter after a couple of drinks, like that probably sounded awesome.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting around his house and you're all drinking, I get this baby up to 45 miles an hour.
Well, then if you do it in front of other people too, they're going to encourage more.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
How about we build a ramp?
100%. And it's all fun and games. Until you watch him bounce his head off the asphalt, the cops show up, they cuff him, and now someone else has to finish the pig roast.
Yes.
You know, keep spinning that pig.
Yep.
Bill can't come back no more.
I made that rotisserie myself.
Like, when you decide to commit to a night of fun with that person from your past who still gets wild, you do have to be aware that, one, it can end instantly.
Yep.
And if it ends instantly, it will end in the scariest way possible. And I think that's also something we have to keep in mind, being a week and a half away from the 4th of July.
Yeah. You're going to meet a first responder.
He's like, this weekend will be the first big weekend of neighborhood fireworks.
Oh, right? Yeah. This has to be the dangerous week of the year.
The dangerous week of the year, Kimmy. No other week dangerous. The dangerous
week. The dangerous week.
Because, like, fireworks, again, for some reason, despite the fact that fireworks are illegal, and we know how dangerous they are, and the cops don't really do anything about them, fireworks and drinking go hand in hand. If there is a guy setting off fireworks, he will have a beer in his hand while he's doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why not?
And they're not even like scummy people. It's just like, you know, normal ass everyday dads. Like,
it just comes with the territory.
Like, it's always, I know it's not funny, but it's funny just because of the arrogance. Like, there are those videos you'll see on Instagram of like, it's just a standard American neighborhood. A couple of lame looking dads.
Yeah.
They set a firework. They hit the fuse in the middle of the road and the thing explodes and people are like sprinting. How do you come back from that? How do you come back from that?
I do wonder when we see those videos, was that the end of fireworks in that neighborhood? Or
I don't think so.
Did they continue on?
No, you can't do that again.
I don't know.
How do you do it again?
Oh, I bet you they do.
How do you almost...
Maybe you take a couple of years off, then you get back at it.
Comes back around again.
You can't almost blow up children in your neighborhood and then be like, oh, guess what?
Well, the kids are grown now.
Okay. Bro, I'd leave for the weekend. Like, I'd get a hotel. If a guy almost blew up the neighborhood and brings out fireworks again, I'm gone for the weekend. I can't do it. Just be careful.
I'd have to watch.
Okay, yeah, because you're an idiot.
Well, I like a thrill.
You're also a... No, you don't!
Well, from over there.
You're the most boring person I know.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So help me God, if either of you ever complain about the cold again, I'm going to quit this job. I swear to God, I'm going to quit this job. Because this doesn't happen. It shouldn't happen.
I'm surprised it does happen. Like, what do they do like in the South and the West?
Maybe they build it differently.
They must.
In all sincerity, because we may be wrong here, but I don't remember hearing this story before.
No.
But there are folks that work in this industry that can correct us.
Mm-hmm.
And I am curious, when this happens, is it a like, oop, or is it a like, ba-bow? You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So we are now on a cold spell. High is only 84 today.
Yeah.
But it has been a heat index of over 100 degrees the last 2 days. People are feeling it in their bodies. Power's going out.
Yeah.
AC is breaking. It's brutal. Did you see that story yesterday on 10 NBC? That poor woman. Not only does she not have AC.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you're surviving right now.
90-year-old mother. Did you see this? Don't laugh, you monster.
No, he's already giggling.
She's got a 90-year-old mother. Her house has no AC.
Yeah.
In the city. And then they're working on the water main. So the house had no water either.
Oh, God,
that
place.
100 degrees in this effing house. They had to send the 90-year-old mother somewhere else to live because it was so effing
hot. Well, I would want to leave. You wouldn't have to send me. Okay. I'd be screaming, get me the hell out of this dump.
But the most shocking story, maybe,
due
to the heat this week, is what happened in two spots that we know of in the greater Rochester area. Because yesterday, 390 North near Vintage Lane, it got so hot.
How hot was it, Pat?
Happened Monday, I'm sorry. The road buckled.
Yeah. It just like kind of like warped.
Created a ramp.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, ramp on 390, not where there a ramp should be.
Yeah.
So according to experts, roads will buckle when extreme heat or cold causes the concrete plates underneath the road to shift. That's exactly what happened, and it caused a massive backup. I'm looking at it. So they had to close one lane during rush hour on 390 North. The same issue happened on 390 South. Between Mount Morris and Lakeville, the road there also buckled out there in Livingston County. And those are the two that we're aware of. I don't know if anything else
It hadn't been hot. I would think it would have to be hot for so long for a road to do that.
You mean like 48 hours of 100 degrees?
I'm talking more like 10 days.
Well, what are you basing that on?
Nothing.
Okay, you idiot. Why do you speak? Period.
Because it doesn't happen anywhere. Well, like it would happen in the South constantly.
Are we sure
but
it
is
doesn't?
Part of the problem because we have such extreme swings in weather that also may lead to the buckling of the roads? Because the road may already be weak from the extreme cold.
I mean, I don't know if it's weak, though. Is it weakness or is it the stuff moving?
I don't know, but maybe that has something to do with it, the fact that the weather swings so much. One way or the other.
No, Kimmy brings up a great point.
What's that?
How many communities in America can you name where it will feel like zero and it will feel like 100 within 5 months of itself?
Boston.
Are you sure? Does Boston get that cold?
Boston gets cold.
How cold?
Super cold.
New York is our same climate. They don't get as cold as we do. We're closer to the lake.
What about like good Cleveland?
I thought the ocean kept it warmer. I'm serious.
Maybe it does.
Yeah, I mean, do they deal with like ice storms there? Because I mean, that's a reality for us. Right?
But like Minneapolis will get 100.
Oh, wait, are we doing the remix of Minneapolis? Minneapolis.
Yeah, they are all those.
Maybe. Where you at, Prince? Minneapolis.
Yeah, they get hot. And they get cold.
Okay, they get hot. They get cold.
I wonder if we just build them crappier.
Well, I hate.
Like,
you.
What if they? What if they shorted you. It?
Why would they? What?
What if it was like shoddy? You know. Construction.
All you construction guys listening, Tommy just said that you are doing just shoddy spot. Work.
That's not all of it, just that spot.
You mean the two spots?
The two spots.
Where the DOT would be working.
I don't know.
Is that why you were speeding through their work zones to try to teach them a lesson? Yeah. Work faster. All right, can I ask a serious question?
Serious up.
And I need someone who...
Serious up.
I mean, this is probably the wrong time to ask it, because if you do work in construction, you're probably like working right now. Can't get to a phone. If you work in this industry, know about this industry. When a road buckles... Does it like explode upward, or does it just slowly like meh?
Like warp?
Like if I'm driving my car,
how fast does it happen?
Yeah, like if I'm driving my car and the road buckles, will it like launch my car into the road? How big? Because I can't see what the actual buckle looked like. We just have like the highway camera view of it.
Yeah.
So like I don't know if it's like 4 feet of concrete up in the air
just pushes up,
or if it's just like a little bump.
Oh.
I mean, Andrew did just send us a video of a car going airborne.
Really?
Of after it buckled. And in Minnesota, look at
that's
that.
Pretty decent.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
I love they put out a sign that said bump. That's all they did. It's a pretty big bump.
Well, they fixed it.
So like this, okay. So we're not going to have to worry about this like anymore, are we?
Well, we're going to have some more hot days.
Well, yeah. Is it going to be this hot?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just watched that video.
Of what? The car?
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, it happens like instantly in the car.
So it just pops.
Bro, the car's just driving. All of a sudden, the road goes. And he went,
so it did happen.
He went flying.
Wow.
It's like the X Games but with a Kia. It was in Missouri, not Minnesota.
Missouri.
So you're stupid. It's still not Minnesota, dumbass. You know why it stays cooler there?
In Missouri?
Minnesota. The waters of Lake Minnetonka. Bathe in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Shut up. It's a great movie. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are talking about the buckling highways that showed up this week due to the heat. 390 North near Vintage Lane in Greece. It happened on Monday. Then the 390 South, Livingston County, the Mount Morris and Lakeville exits also had buckling roads.
Buckling roads?
Buckling roads sounds like a country artist.
This is something I don't want to even think about.
What, the possibility?
Yeah, I don't want to be driving now and having to think... Yeah. The road's going to pop my ass.
Well, we did have a few like sinkholes in the roads last year.
Don't want to think about those, too.
No, she's right. I mean,
man, the car disappeared.
Maybe it's just like, over time, these roads are getting older.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody is sending me the same video of the car in Missouri going on. I got 7 versions of the video. Thank you, everybody. I've seen the video. No, but I mean, I think it goes back maybe to what Kimmy brought up earlier. And I say this with no scientific evidence, right? But, like, again, the extreme weather of the cold, the heat. We also get a lot of rain here.
We do.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember that story? Was it 2 or 3 years ago near Seneca Park Zoo where that woman was driving down the street?
Yeah, that's the sinkhole.
Yeah, the sinkhole opened up, but it swallowed her whole effing car. It ate her car to the point where someone who pulled up after was unaware that there was a car in the hole. Oh, yeah. And the only other time that's ever happened
was
with Tommy's mom. Big old gaping hole with a whole bunch of dudes in it. Not a buckling that night from the heat. Sex heat, buckling.
Sex.
All roads lead to your mom's mouth. Those are buckling too, on account of the wet, hot weather from my dog. Kimmy wants to go home. We're done doing the me and Tommy part of the show. Let's go back to the show for everybody else.
All right.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.